Back in the 70s, there was a movement to go to something called whole language. This movement stressed creative writing skills, story development, character development. The basics, spelling, punctuation, grammar, were de-emphasized. You have a whole generation of people who don't have these basic writing skills. It's an interesting article on my website. It's called High School Mismatch. There was a study done in California, which is where I live, by one of the state universities. More than 50% of students nationwide, incoming college freshmen, have to take remedial English. It's just appalling.
So there's a serious component to National Punctuation Day, then.
It's a cute name. The media loves it. It's got a nice ring to it. It sounds silly. But yeah, I'm dead serious. We really, really need to improve our communication skills. And email and text messaging, stuff like that, does not help.
What are some of the ways that people can celebrate National Punctuation Day?
I will tell you how I celebrate. My wife and I, we go out for bagels and coffee. We read the San Francisco Chronicle, one of the worst newspapers in the United States. I go through the paper, and I circle all the mistakes. Then I mail the tear sheet back to the editor, which makes me tremendously popular. I'm an ex-newsman, a print reporter. I've noticed since I retired from that profession about 26 years ago how lax my profession has gotten in spelling, grammar, punctuation, just general writing skills, just deterioration. I'm reading a book now about Branch Rickey, the guy who signed Jackie Robinson. It's full of typos. 2 years ago, a cousin of mine sent me a book written by Tom Oliphant. I think he's a Pulitzer Prize winner. He's the Washington bureau chief for the Boston Globe. He wrote a book about Gil Hodges, the former Brooklyn Dodger. Spelled his name G-I-L-L.
It's G-I-L.
Yes. He spent the whole acknowledgement section of his book thanking his editors and what a great editing job he got. And that wasn't the only mistake. So I sent it back to him and said, hey, you know, this needs to be re-edited. When that happens, please send me a clean copy. When you care about language, these kinds of errors jump out at you. It infuriated me. So I thought, well, how can I make punctuation, which is a rapidly deteriorating skill, not only among students, but among professional people and teachers, how can I bring this to the forefront? So I started a holiday.
Do you have, like, a treat?
We don't have a treat, but we do have an official meatloaf. I'm having a contest on my website. The first person who sends me a photograph who's made that recipe and baked me a meatloaf in a punctuation mark wins a free t-shirt. A magnetized car sign sent to me by a friend. Custom logos and apparel gets you noticed. GET apostrophe S. Now, would you feel comfortable having your imprinted business advertising specialties printed by this guy?
Sure, if he gives me a 150% discount.
Yeah. Good. There you go. Here's my goal for National Punctuation Day. If every teacher would just take 15 minutes and review the 13 most common punctuation marks and how they're used, I would consider all this effort to be worthwhile. My wife and I, for the last year, have been traveling the country performing a punctuation program for elementary school students. It's called Punctuation Playtime. It's 45 minutes. We work with little kids, grades 1 through 4. We work with 60 or 70 kids at a time, and we play punctuation games with them, like pin the punctuation mark on the sentence. It is amazing how much they learn from the beginning to the end. We had a reporter with us last week in Chicago who afterwards says, I can't believe it. You can see the learning curve in just 45 minutes. The kids are smart, and they're thirsty to learn this stuff. You have to make it fun, and you have to have teachers who know the material. We have teachers who participate in our punctuation games with their students. We ask the kids, raise your hand, yell out the answer, and the teachers will yell out the wrong answers.